From the right, I'm Mark Harr.
And from the left, I'm Pete Harr.
You've crossed the border into Harr Nation. Oh my God, Pete, I am so sorry. I just heard the news.
What news?
I heard Hillary Clinton is dying.
Get off those sites.
She's dying.
She's not dying. It's a weird conspiracy theory that Trump supporters are spinning. It has absolutely no merit or factual.
Are you kidding me? Look at this video. I've seen a film of her twitching back and forth like someone who's dying. Now I've never twitched.
That
never
could
twitched.
Be manipulated. You've never twitched.
I've never twitched.
Well.
Try me.
There are certain nerves on the human body that if you touch them, a person will automatically twitch. Now, for you, it would be difficult for me to reach those nerves.
Don't fat shame me.
I'm not fat shaming you. I'm never fat shaming anyone. I just want you to know that it would be more difficult for me to trigger those nerves because they're covered in a fake.
This is fat. You don't go into this. I've read all sorts of things online, and I know what fat shaming is.
I'm
and this is why I'm glad
shaming.
That one place won't be shaming anyone anymore.
Where?
Gawker is done. They're dead.
Oh, I actually think that's great, too. I think they went through a lot of different editorial voices, but they ultimately ended up being a negative force.
I go back and forth with this because on the one hand, I think the internet deserves journalism like Gawker because, you know, they really get to the bottom of things because it is our right as American, it's the First Amendment right, the freedom of the press, to see Hulk Hogan bone a lady. You know?
Have you watched that video?
Of course I have.
I have too, and it is honestly, I cannot make heads or tails of it. What would they think was going to be rewatchable about that?
Well, I think that it's the facts of it. Just like how we have facts about Hillary Clinton dying, it's a fact that Hulk Hogan had sex with this lady. And it is our right
that
as Americans
was,
and the freedom of press to see that. There's no right to privacy. That's a bull roar from Roe v. Wade. It's not in the Constitution.
I will tell you, he was having sex with the wife of Bubba the Love Sponge.
What? Really?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yes.
Huh.
It's a good friend of his.
Do you have any sex tapes, Pete?
Yes.
You have a sex tape?
Yeah, there are no tapes in my house that aren't sex tapes.
You only make sex tapes?
Yeah. Because I believe that everyone should be embracing the human body and human sexuality at all times.
Wow. Well, we say goodbye to Gawker, and we also say goodbye to the Olympics.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of us as Americans.
It's a time when all of us can come together, except for, man, those U.S. swimmers really embarrassed us.
Well, I don't think they were embarrassing. I thought that they were proud Americans. And I propose this, Pete. I think that we don't talk about any politics for the rest of this episode.
I think that's great.
Because our two guests are two true Americans. We have swimmer Ryan Lochte.
That's right.
And we have, what is this called? Where the ballet that you do with the running and the jumping.
Gymnastics.
Gabby Douglas.
Oh,
here on Harr Nation. Now, Pete, I am so excited about our guests.
I mean, this is a real thrill.
We have two competitors who made America proud, Ryan Lochte and Gabby Douglas.
Yo, what up?
Hi. Hey.
First of all,
can get closer to that mic, Gabby.
Yeah,
sorry.
You're shying away from it. Get right up on it like
me. Let me help.
I'm not
help.
Shying away. I'm just doing my thing, my own thing.
Whoa. All right.
Now, can I thank you?
God.
Can I thank you for representing the United States so well?
Listen, it's not a problem. I'm so happy my face is the one that is, you know, pretty synonymous with the American flag. I'm really happy to be here.
Yeah,
thanks
me too. I'm happy to be here and like America and everything good.
Oh. Did you guys see my new hair? Because it's not dyed anymore, but it is shaved into male pattern baldness.
I don't understand this. So Ryan's hair, which was silver just week at the Olympics closing up, mm-hmm. now it has two. It's buzzed in the front, so it comes forward a lot, and then there's a big hole in the back
and
like a monk.
And it's also doing that thing where sometimes people have just a little tuft in the middle, but then around it is bald.
It's long, though. That little tuft in the front is long.
I don't know if you guys noticed, but people said I didn't smile enough, so I cut the size of my mouth like the Joker. And now I smile all the time.
Honestly, when you came in here, you were bleeding still.
Yeah, well, no one's ever going to say I don't smile anymore because I got a perma smile.
Well, You're still not smiling in the front, but we can see your molars on the side.
Yeah.
You're trying to frown.
That's my idea of a smile.
That's terrifying. It's like you have little windows on your cheeks.
Yeah, the window, the cheeks are the windows to the soul.
Now, I'm going to say, guys, cheeks are the windows
all
to
right,
the soul.
Let's just give her a pass on that one. The cheeks are the windows to the soul.
Now, people really were concerned that you were not having enough fun down in Rio.
Yeah, they were. I was having so much fun. It's just that different people express fun differently. Like, you know, the way sometimes, like, when certain animals smile, they're actually going to attack you.
What is your obsession with smiling?
Because people never say it. Usually I don't smile.
What kind of animal smiles before they attack?
Yeah, that's more of a growl, you're thinking of.
No, it's a smile.
Can you show us a smile right now?
Jesus
Christ.
Oh, my
God. You have more teeth than a shark.
Yeah, that's enough. That's the animals that smile before they attack you.
That is not a smile. They're pulling their lips back.
No,
yeah, they're showing their teeth. It's an aggressive.
It's a smile.
Now, I have a question because I have six daughters, and my eldest daughter is a freshman at George Washington University.
No danger of her competing in anything athletic.
Please do not body shame my daughter.
I'm not body shaming her. I'm just saying.
She came home for Thanksgiving this year, and I told her to smile, and she said that I was oppressing her by saying this. So is this a thing in the feminist world that you can't ask women to smile anymore?
Well, it's like we shouldn't have to smile if guys don't have to smile, but I just think that the world would be so much better if everyone just sliced the sides of their mouths. Ryan, you would look so good if you sliced the side of your face.
I can barely look at you. That hair is astonishing.
We're looking over here at your male pattern baldness.
Yeah,
why did you choose to go with this?
I'm always looking for a different look, and no young man goes for this look. It's, in fact, the look that they're trying to avoid.
Yeah.
So I think it is the most atypical hairstyle for a young man of my stature.
Yeah, you look like George from Seinfeld.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah, I do have these high khakis on, too.
You have the high khakis, you have the little glasses.
Those glasses.
You trying to look like George?
You walked in here eating a Reuben.
So let's talk about the elephant in the room, of course.
Yes, yes, all right.
So you were attacked by the cops, right? Is that true?
Well, listen, I would like to apologize. I fabricated that story, okay? Mm-hmm. I've been having meetings with a PR team, and they say I need to come clean.
Okay. They usually don't reveal that, but
I usually don't say that your PR team
should be
told
a heartfelt apology, but all right.
Yeah,
all right.
No, they're telling me, I yell at them and say I don't want to do it, and they say you have to, so that's why I'm here.
You don't tell people that part.
You just say, do they have a statement for you to read?
Yeah, but I put it in the trash as soon as I got in here.
Because you can't read?
It's really hard for me. I can talk, but I can't read.
Right. So the two skills are not complementary.
I thought if I could talk, I'd eventually figure out how to read, but that's not the case.
That's like me. I can have these gaps in my face, but I can't smile.
My God.
Mm. Oh, hold on a minute. Sorry. It's weeping.
I really do hope that.
That's bleeding. Tissues.
That's blood.
Weeping.
That's not
tears.
Do you understand weeping to be?
Get her some tissues.
Can we get her some gauze? Can we get her some gauze? You're bleeding all over Ryan Lochte's Reuben.
Oh, God.
There's blood in your Reuben.
Jesus. Don't put your finger in that Russian dressing.
Yeah, so, guys, I do want to apologize. I went to the French House with my boys.
And what is the French House?
The French House is a place where prostitutes are.
Oh, wow.
Again, I think not something you're supposed to say.
I don't think you should be
telling
people this.
They said I shouldn't say that. We were supposed to say that it was just a bar, but I'm being honest now.
And it's a place where prostitutes are.
Yes.
Oh my God.
And you can have sex with them. You can hit them.
You can hit them. Oh my God.
Gabby Douglas is astonished. She just put her hoodie on. She is so scared.
Guys can hit women, and women can't not smile. God, I wish this world wasn't like this. Cut everyone's face.
Gabby, you should get into some sort of activism. Although I think people might be terrified.
I can't be bothered.
So you're at the French House.
Yeah,
and
well,
the place where prostitutes are.
Yeah, yeah. We all have sex.
Is that their motto?
Well, that's on the sign in English. That's like we were like, thank God.
Did Gunnar read it to you? Yeah, because to you it all looks like weird words.
It's all, I can't read a thing. He read that to me, and I said, "Well, if there's prostitutes in there, let's go." We go, we do our thing. You know, I got a hand job and left.
That is. Why didn't you have sex in that in that place?
Oh, no, I prefer hand jobs. That's what I like.
Huh. Why? So I'm not familiar with the term hand job.
My
what
brother has a 0% knowledge of sex.
So a hand job is when a you stand about 6 feet away from a woman.
6 feet away.
She bends over at the waist, reaches as far as she can for your penis, then puts her hand around your erect penis and goes up and down.
That's a long arm.
Do you bring a contraption to help extend the arm just in case the woman is
a T-Rex situation? Like you know litter? Those little things that you pick up litter with? Yeah.
She those holds, like little
you tie clamps, a few of those together?
Clamps. That's how I give. That's how I finger my pussy because I'm not. Whoa. Yeah, because I'm still a virgin.
You use a clamper, like a trash clamper, on your vagina?
No, my clit.
Oh.
Silly.
Gabby.
Ryan, you know this about me. I told you at the Olympic House.
Oh, yeah. At the Olympic House?
Where we all live.
Yeah. It's not the Olympic Village. We get a house. You know how, like, some people go to, they live in the dorm at schools?
Sure.
And some people get a house? We don't fuck with the dorms. We get a house.
Who's we? Who's
me,
we?
All the Ryan, coolest athletes. All the coolest. Me, Ryan.
That guy who took a shit in the walk run.
Yeah, the two girls who helped each other, the New Zealand girls, they're dating. New Zealand American girl. I wasn't meant to say that.
The last thing you said was I wasn't meant to say that.
You got your tongue caught in the stitches on your
oh my god.
All right, so Ryan Lochte has apologized for his behavior.
Yeah, I want to say I'm sorry. We went, listen, we left the French house. We went by I had to take a piss, so we stopped at this gas station. We went in. I fucked up the gas station bathroom real good. I love doing that, ripping off toilet seats and smashing them into the soap dispenser.
Why? What?
Honestly?
Because I'm American. And when I get drunk, I get violent, and I like to, like, you know, I have so many signs in my room. Yeah. I've stole so many road signs, like Lochte Ave. I have, like, 40.
Is there a Lochte Ave?
Yeah. No, it's called Lake Ave, but he can't read.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Gabby Douglas coming at Lochte
you,
hard.
Gabby. The cops showed up. They said, pay us for all this stuff you fucked up. And I said, do you guys know what I'm going to say in the media? I'm going to say you robbed me. I'm going to say you put the gun up to my temple, and nobody's going to believe you. So that's what I did.
Yeah.
When you guys realized we need to cover this up, or you felt like you needed to cover it up, mm-hmm. who came up with the story? How'd you work out the story?
I came up with the story.
That was your biggest mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I came up with the story, and me, Gunner, Jack, and Jimmy, I was like, if you motherfuckers say anything, I swear to God, I'm going to make you belly flop into the pool.
Oh, my God. Ouch.
That's the worst.
That is honestly the lowest stakes consequence.
Seems like not.
I'm going to make you belly flop from right on the side of the pool, not even from a diving board.
How are you going to make them do that? They'll be able to put their hands down and dive.
No, they won't. Not if I tie them up behind their back.
And then you're going to tie them up, flop them into the pool.
But they fucking rolled on me, and they usually never roll on me. Like, they didn't roll on me in 04, in 08.
Wait, did other things happen in 04 and 08 in the Olympics?
I mean, I was in Athens in 04, and we had just went and got a bunch of hand jobs from all these Greek bitches.
A bunch of hand jobs for you.
Yeah, my dick hurt so bad. I got 4 back-to-back hand jobs. And I didn't want the last two.
You didn't want the last...
Yeah. So we were on our way back to the Olympic house. Mm-hmm.
You guys had... Yeah.
Yeah, we rented a house.
Yeah.
Gabby, you were 10 at the time, right? But you were there?
Yeah, I was there just to get a feel for it.
Yeah.
So I was just scouting.
If you want to be an Olympian, you start traveling to the Olympics when you're 2.
Yeah.
I've grown
up in Olympic houses, so Lochte getting hand jobs, that's how I learned sex, is from him.
From watching him?
Oh my God.
Getting
know what?
This hand is, job I from actually a robot think this arm. Is
great. This, I think children should learn about their bodies and their sexuality as early as possible so that they can be sex positive from the very beginning.
Yeah, so does Ryan Lochte. He says that a lot to all the kids.
The chances that he uses the words that I just used zero.
I'm headed back to the Olympic House. I have to stop and take a shit. So we stop at the Parthenon. I'm taking a dump on the steps.
the Parthenon, which is a giant ancient Greek building.
Yeah, no, I thought it was an old rugged piece of shit that was broke down. So I was like, oh, yeah, I take shit here. Nobody cares.
So you just thought it was an abandoned house.
Yeah. I thought it was like an abandoned nice house that somebody had just left.
A rich person, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm fucking taking a dump. All the Greek cops show up and they're like, hey, what the fuck are you doing? And I'm like, I'm taking a dump, dude. Relax. Like, let me wipe. They rip me up.
Did you have paper?
What did you wipe?
Toilet paper?
What did you
wipe? Yeah, I always have toilet paper. Look.
Oh, wow. There's three rolls of toilet paper.
Can I have some of that to stuff in my cheeks?
Absolutely.
Oh, God.
That is not
really weeping out of your
cheeks. You're
going to
get a staph infection in a second.
No, no. I'm okay. I'm just going to fill it with this and then.
Tiny spurt of blood just hit my neck.
Oh, God. It really. It's dribbling down
your
neck.
That's Olympic blood. You should be happy.
You should drink it just like Peter Thiel. Yeah, you know that
Thiel.
Thiel. Peter Thiel. I only read it. So, Ryan, did you know that sometimes the T, when it's with the H, makes a th sound?
Really?
Yeah, like the word the.
So the is a TH. I thought that was three Z's. I thought when people were trying to go to sleep in cartoons, they were saying the in the little speech bubble.
The.
There's more blood.
Excuse me. Oh, my God. So I can't stop smiling.
Peter
I'm so
Thiel.
Happy.
Peter Thiel drinks baby's blood.
Whoa.
For young. Yeah, in order to stay young.
How does he get it?
Good question. I think he goes to plasma places and stuff.
Very well.
But babies give blood?
Babies do.
It's like there are,
babies who have a conscience, too.
If you meet a good baby, it will give you its blood.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I know that to be true. I am a personal friend.
Yeah. I don't believe in blood transfusions.
Most babies
you shouldn't.
No, I believe that the blood that you have in your body is all you get.
But what about your body gets bigger as you get older?
Not mine. I've been the same size since I was 8.
And so you think you've maxed out on your blood?
Oh, yeah. I have all the blood I need and all the blood I'll ever have. And then I'm losing blood right now, but that's okay because it's like a cup of water. And, like, you don't need a whole cup.
Jesus.
That made no sense.
You got to think about it. This is my problem with the whole of America. Nobody gets me. Right?
Why do you think no one gets you?
I don't know. I'm like a 19-year-old. I'm doing my thing. I'm 21. I lied. Simone is 19. Guy here.
Well, when we get back, we have to take a commercial break here. But when we get back, I want to talk to you about you're having your hand over your heart while singing the Star Spangled Banner.
Gabby Douglas just put her hoodie on and closed it.
We'll be back to Hard Nation in just a minute. So, Gabby, people were very upset about you didn't put your hand over your heart when you were singing the Star Spangled Banner.
I didn't.
People say you hate America. I personally don't think that's true, but tell me why.
My arm hurt.
Your arm hurt?
From doing all the gymnastics, my arm hurt.
Oh, so you were just fatigued?
Yeah, my arm hurt. So it was like, I'm not going to pull my whole arm of my heart just to put it back down by my side again.
Great explanation.
Yeah. Also, America has been really, really tough on my people, but mostly my arm hurt.
Oh, so it was a political statement.
All right. I like the second part.
Yeah, it was a political statement second, but first of all, my arm hurt. And then I was like, oh, my arm hurts. Why does it hurt? And I was
like,
stop
saying my arm hurts.
My arm hurts because of the systemic oppression of my people, but also my arm hurt.
Now we're talking.
Are you saying black people are having a tough time?
Yeah. Like, as a whole, our arms hurt.
I had no idea.
You had no idea about the racial strife that has been around in America since its inception?
No.
Yeah. No.
That's crazy. You've never, remember.
I mean, I stay home most days watching Rock of Love.
Right. But,
show has been off the air for
years. No, that show has been canceled years ago.
I believe
so. When I put a disc into that thing underneath the TV and I watch it, that's not live?
No.
No, that's a recording. It's probably a DVD.
It's a DVD recording.
I have DVDs of Rock of Love.
Hey, so This Olympics was very memorable. So we want to go through some of our favorite clips from the Olympics and let us know if there's anything behind the scenes we should know about these athletes. Mm-hmm. So we have this clip from the Filipino diving team.
Yes.
They famously flipped and landed on their back.
Mm-hmm.
They both, one landed feet first. It was terrible. I recommend everyone watch it. So, okay, let's play that clip.
Couldn't have been easy.
Oh, man, I'm so nervous about this jump. I'm just going to climb up here. Okay, here I am at the edge of the board. Ready, 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 ready. Yeah, 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 yeah. Give me that bacon. Give me that bacon.
Let's go. Let's go. You got it.
Three, and bacon! Yeah.
Okay, that clip that diver had a microphone in his Speedo, and he just seemed to be asking for bacon.
In the Philippines, if you do a good dive, you get bacon.
Yeah, you guys, I think the other guy had a microphone on as well. You should watch him.
Yeah,
so the other guy. All right, well, do we have that other clip?
Yeah,
great. All right.
Okay, just gonna get up here on the diving board. Gosh. I hope I get bacon after this. Gosh, I want bacon. One, two, three, jump! Give me bacon! Ow! Ow! Oh, I'm not gonna get bacon!
The microphone is water resistant.
Works underwater.
Wow.
That was amazing.
Yeah, and then the Olympic house ate so much bacon.
Oh, yeah. Like, bacon is all over the Olympic house. If you do a good job, you get bacon.
If you listen very closely in the Olympic Village, it's just a steady chorus of people asking for bacon.
Just sounds so sad. I don't know. I thought you were in this for the love of the game, but
sure.
Well, I like playing. Me but too. Have you had bacon?
Yeah, I love flipping around, but my life changed. It's like, you know, I could flip around for another 5 years maybe, but I could eat bacon for like another 40.
Well, yeah, I had no idea there's this deep love of bacon among Olympians.
Yeah.
Mm. So here we have another clip here. These two German marathon runners, they were sisters, and as they were crossing the line, they held hands getting to the end. So this is a clip of them running across the finish line. They were holding hands. The Germans were upset about this because they said it looked like a fun run.
You want to hold hands?
Oh, yes, I would love to hold hands.
I always love you. You know this, right?
I love you so much. You know what? Nobody can say anything about that because I love you so much, I want to smear cookie in your face.
Oh, I would love you smear cookie in my face. Let's profess our love right now in the race.
Hold my hand, okay?
Okay, we're holding hands.
Nobody, no one is fast and no one is slow. Hold my hand.
We're together.
I don't want to hold sisters. Hands. Hold hands like in clasping like we're lovers.
Okay, we're lovers. Let's get bacon.
Bacon, 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 bacon. We are across the line.
That was insane. And we just learned that when German people love each other, they smear cookie on one another's faces.
And also, they're true athletes. They just ran a marathon, not winded. Winded.
Now that was extraordinary.
Wow. That was unbelievable.
You train really hard so you're never tired, except when your arm hurts.
Yeah.
Now, this is a pretty fun exclusive that we got. This is a call from Ellen apologizing to Usain Bolt. I don't know if you saw this, but the Ellen Show tweeted out a picture. She said, I have a new way of getting my groceries or getting to work fast. And it's a picture of her on the back
typical
of Usain
Ellen.
Bolt.
Yeah. And this is bad.
Gabby Douglas does
people don't
not
like this.
Like Ellen.
Well, the you know how it's bad for black people in America for years?
No.
Remember my arm?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
So people thought that this might be offensive.
Okay.
It was.
When did this start for black people?
We cannot get into it.
It's probably too much to get into now.
Okay.
But there was an institution called slavery. Are you aware of this?
I don't know.
Oh, man. Ryan.
I really tried to read a book on American history, and I didn't get through any of it. There were a lot of people sleeping, though, because there were THE.
Well, we have a clip of Ellen apologizing to Usain Bolt, so we're going to go ahead and play that.
Yeah, man.
Is this Usain?
Mm. Is that a yes? Yes. Hi, this is Ellen from The Ellen Show and The Ellen
Sitcom. I've been expecting you.
Me? You've been expecting my call?
Yes.
I just want to say I'm so sorry about the meme I made. I didn't mean to upset you.
Oh, you mean you didn't meme to upset me?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes. Listen.
That's hilarious, Usain. You know, I do comedy.
Me too. No,
really?
No one knows it, but listen to this. Knock, okay. Knock.
Who's there?
Ellen.
Ellen who?
Ellen, you're glad you came?
That's all the recording we
wow.
have. That was,
first of all, so
honestly, I would watch a whole play of that. Those look like two human beings learning they were human for the first time.
And I don't think I got that joke. Ellen,
no, it's
Ellen,
supposed to be like,
came?
Aren't you glad you came?
Well, Usain is new to the comedy game, and he's only going to get better.
Speaking of people who aren't good at things, did you see Simone with that beat? Like, chill out. It's just nature.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So yes. Simone, there was a bee on the flowers that she got at an award ceremony, right? Or she flipped out.
She flipped out.
Yeah.
And you're saying if you were up on that medal stand, you would not have flipped out.
I would
have
been chill AF. Like, if that bee came, I would have been like, whatever. It's like this. It's just figuring life out.
Have you ever been stung by a bee?
No, but there is.
You're holding a little canister with a bee.
Yeah, what's in there?
I keep a jar of bees with me wherever I go.
He insists on his local honey being extremely
right.
local.
I only drink chamomile tea, and I have to make the honey while I sit and wait for the tea to get hot.
As local as possible.
I milk these bees.
Wow.
Wherever I go.
Wow. I never knew you could milk a bee, but.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't really go to school much.
And also, honey doesn't come out of bees like
yes, it does.
Breast milk.
No, it's like, I thought it was like
you
spit.
You have never
Wait,
seen.
Wait, bees don't have big titties?
No, bees don't have
Did you
big
think
titties.
They
big honey titties?
Hey, Ryan, bees have double bees.
Oh, there you go. Oh, you should come down to the Wit and see my show.
No. Are you referring to your breasts?
Yeah, my breasts, no, my breasts aren't a double bee.
I don't
bee.
Think they're double bees.
No, my breasts are inverted bees.
Inverted bees.
Wow, yeah. Really getting ahead of the...
Stop looking at my breasts, Ryan. For real, you're genuinely looking at my breasts just now.
Sorry
Stop
about
it.
That.
All right.
Hey, listen, I love inverted titties. What can I say? I love my titty. When you lay a woman on her back, you can fill it up like it's a little puddle with water.
When oh my God, that. Ryan loves water. Ugh,
yeah.
God.
So oh yeah, I drink a lot in the pool when I'm swimming.
You shouldn't be drinking pool water. It's full
there's so much
chlorine.
Water there. No, there's so much water there, and I can't help but just sip it down.
It's full of chemicals, though. Chlorine is a noxious gas.
Look, he's even got a straw on the side that says, lock this up, and it's
the
for water.
Straw. And yeah. So it says it there. It says, lock this up.
Lock this up.
Yeah.
Our heroes. These are our Olympic heroes, ladies and gentlemen.
I want to come clean really quickly about the Beijing Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
Another.
Yeah.
I was getting a hand job from some Chinese prostitutes, and right. I was going crazy. Me and my bros were there. Mm-hmm. We're headed home. I want to stop and get some Panda Express.
First of all,
you're misremembering that. You're misremembering that. There is no Panda Express in China.
Well,
there
should be, because that's the best fucking Chinese food I've ever had. So I'm asking people, where's the nearest Panda Express?
It's not bad.
Yes,
pretty good.
Actually, I thought it was worse before I tried
it's
it.
It's not the worst thing you could
there's
eat.
There's one right
airport.
Down the street here from the studio.
Oh, I will go and eat that authentic Chinese all day. I love it. Right. Anyway, I stopped
that one pass.
I'm taking a dump on the Great Wall. I had to
wait. So you're just yelling at people, asking where Panda Express is, and then
I got to make some room.
Detour.
I got to make some room. So I take a dump, and then a bunch of Chinese police officers fucking arrest me. And luckily, my PR team covered this up, but I want to talk about it right now.
Do
you're really
you
letting
think
this all out?
That the amount of dirty pool water that you're drinking may be the reason why you can't get in a car without having to stop to shit on something?
You know what? No.
Before, I want to make sure we hit a couple of things. You tried to copyright, Ryan, the catchphrase, "Jow."
That's correct, yeah. Yeah, you know.
How is yeah different from chip? Like CH, chip, but like jazz.
Well,
same.
Yeah, means like yeah, oh yeah,
uh-huh.
That's right.
Right.
And jia means like yeah, oh yeah, that's right.
This is a real vanilla ice type distinction.
Super close.
Yeah, I was not able to get copyrighted.
Trademark.
Yeah, but I got a new one. I'm trying to get copyrighted. What's up?
Well, I think what's up was,
wait.
It's just a generic thing. That say. Is, and it also was a Budweiser.
Are you doing
commercial.
The Budweiser frogs?
Wait, what? What is that? I'm so young.
So there was, in the late 90s, there were these three frogs in a commercial, and one would say Bud, and the other would say Weiss, and the other would say And
Ryan Lochte, the target audience for almost all funny commercials, loves this.
That's good.
I love WhatsApp.
Yeah.
It feels like lazy, and like if your arm hurts, you could just say it. That's that.
Where do you see your career going, Gabby? Do you see yourself coming back for the 2020 games?
Yeah, like if I'm not back as a competitor, then I'm at least going to be back like, I don't know, like... piddling around or like as a vendor. Like I have an Etsy store, so like maybe I'll just come and like sell stuff at the Olympic House. Or
what do you sell?
Yeah, I sell rag dolls that that I make myself by hand, and they have their whole faces sliced from ear to ear.
Oh my God,
you got to work on that very quick.
Yeah, I actually made the rag doll first and thought that would be cool if my face looked like that, and then I always smile, and so that's what I think. And the faces are called Smile Me Up, Fuck You America. That's the whole brand.
Smile
Me Up, Fuck You America.
Fuck you America.
It's nothing political, though.
And there's no punctuation in there.
No. One word, Smile Me Up, Fuck You America.
Wow. Just one word altogether.
Like a hashtag.
So, Ryan, you wouldn't know, but that would be a long word.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, words, how long are words? Like 2 feet?
You don't usually measure words in measurements like feet or inches.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Words are made up of letters.
I see. And how long are letters?
Like an inch or an inch and a half, depending on what you print it out on.
I don't think you measure any.
Is a whole book, like, could it go around the whole room?
What do you mean, if you took all the words out and strung them out?
Yeah.
Probably, like, yes. Now, so we have a lot of child listeners, and
this is a family show.
As we wrap up here, what would you say to the kid out there that wants to be a gymnast or wants to be a swimmer? And they want to win Olympic gold. What do you say to them?
I would say, like, don't let anyone get in your way. You can do it. If your arm hurts, your arm hurts. Don't let anyone say anything about that. And then also, I would say immediately, if you're a woman, cut your face so that people know that you're happy all the time. And if you can... invert your boobs, which is not something everyone can do, but it does happen naturally from gymnastics.
All right, Ryan, do you have any advice for young Olympians?
Yeah, I'd say start drinking pool water early on. Get used to it because your stomach's going to be real full once you start doing the relays and stuff. And yeah, I'd say also learn how to read pretty early on. This is really ruining my life. I can't order at restaurants. I really don't know what I'm doing. And yeah, let's, we got to get a second season of Rock of Love, really. That's more of a hope than it is a...
Yeah, I don't know if the children that are looking up to you can do much about
I'm
that.
I'm hoping that they start tweeting
so
about
any
it.
young development executives out there aspiring, just hope that Bret Michaels can hang on and we can get a new
and
season of
Rock of Love. And don't pee on the Queen at the 2012 games.
Like did that I did. You peed on the Queen?
Yeah, I was headed back to the Olympic House, and I stopped to take a piss, and, you know, I'm peeing, all my bros are there, and all of a sudden, these two guys come up to me, and they're like, hey, excuse me, stop peeing on me grandmother.
Well, it was Harry, and...
Queen was just out for a stroll. I would assume this is very late at night. You were coming back from partying.
Yeah. This was very late at night.
She was just kind of walking.
Yeah, I peed on the Queen.
Oh my God.
Yeah, luckily my PR team covered it up.
Wow. So. PR team.
There's a joke. Gabby Douglas and Ryan Lochte, two American heroes.
Wonderful.
Thank
athletes.
You. Look for me at the 2020 people. Games. I'm going to change up my look. I'm going to be severely burned from head to toe.
I'm going
to
be there too, smiling like the only way I know how. Scarily.
I wish you both the best.
Those bees are getting out.
I gotta milk them. I got to milk these bees.
Ooh, big titty bees.
Ah!
What?
Ow, bees!
Well, don't move or the milk will spoil.
And now EpiPens cost 500% more.
What? Are you on Obamacare?
No, didn't you see that thing that EpiPens cost 500% more?
I would never use it.
All right, well, tune in next week on Hard Nation. We're going to be talking to Trump's new campaign manager about hairstyles and stuff because she's a lady.
Stay still.
There's a bee!
And we'll be talking to a woman who runs an American flag scrunchie business out of her garage. And boy, is she mean.
Ow, is this that your strategy is just staying still?
Huh? Yeah, you got to stay still.
Ow!
The bee, stop! You'll spoil the milk.
Oh, he stung me. We're closing the border here, Hard Nation.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.